I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Glad you could be with us on this Friday. So, hard power versus soft power. Often on the show, as we cover the news, we talk about war and the military and even nuclear weapons, all things that have to do with the idea of hard power. Today, I want to start the show on the opposite note, talking with someone who's clearly very good at using soft power. Rufus Gifford, the U.S. ambassador to Denmark. He's not what most people would think of as the typical diplomat, you know, boring ceremonies and stiff speeches. No, Ambassador Gifford has his own popular TV reality show in Denmark. He calls it a documentary series, but it is called I Am the Ambassador from America, and the cameras follow him around doing what he does as ambassador. As of this month, it's also on Netflix, so we can watch it too. I asked Ambassador Gifford how he came up with the idea for the show.
When I first took the job, I was traveling around the country and really wanted to get a sense of how the U.S. Embassy in Copenhagen really fit into the culture in Denmark. One of the things I was really struck by was the fact that Danes really had not a clue what we did. There was sort of a fascination with what we did, but there was this perception that we would play golf during the day and go to cocktail parties at night and in between, you know, go into the embassy and do, we're up to nefarious things somehow. And it just felt so wrong to me. So I felt like we were spending far too much time talking to the same people who are going to listen anyway. And what I really wanted to do is expand the audience and take our message to a broader audience, a younger audience, a more diverse audience. And how do you do that? You know, you have to get outside of your box. You have to get outside from behind your desk and go to them. So, you know, the show is an attempt to do that.
Sounds like it was originally an informational kind of show. Did it become entertainment as well?
Well, I think, you know, when you're working with a TV station, they want it to be more personal. They want it to be more salacious, of course. But you also have to make sure that there's a point to it. And certainly my bosses, and myself included, want to make sure that there is a substance to it. We need to be telling an American story and a diplomatic story. And I think the show does.
Yeah, that strikes me at some point you have to pick the telephone in Copenhagen and call Washington and ask the State Department, hey, is it okay if I have a reality show? I mean, you've got to run it up the flagpole. What did they say?
Well, first of all, we call it a documentary series, not a reality show. to distinguish ourselves as much as we can from Real Housewives and Kardashians. But it's the funny part of this story is actually we did not officially ask for permission. So the reason why, and this whole thing has taken us by enormous surprise. When we first agreed to this, ultimately, this was a small network that approached us that was appealing to younger people in Denmark. And I thought a few thousand people would watch it. You know, Denmark is a country of 5.7 million people, and it caught fire. I had not a clue, and nor did I have a say as to whether or not they would sell it to Netflix. And now it's airing all over the English-speaking world, and it is quite remarkable. And I think we probably, considering all that, probably should have asked for permission.
One Danish MP called you a rock star. You agree with that?
No, I hate the term celebrity. I hate the term rock star. I throw all of myself into my work, and I believe in this work. I love this work.
Why is this work so important to you, and why is it important to get this out on this kind of medium to a lot of people?
So, I mean, you look at our politics today. What we're seeing in the United States right now, we're seeing all throughout Europe as well. Brexit being, of course, the best example of that. But we see it in Denmark, where anti-establishment political parties, more isolationist, xenophobic, protectionist political parties are gaining strength. And the establishment is clearly losing influence. Now, I represent the most establishment entity that you could possibly get, which is the United States government, right? Those, in some ways, the least sexy bureaucracy in the world. But somehow, I wanted to try to figure out a way to humanize the U.S. government, the United States, who we are, create a sort of slightly more nuanced definition of what it means to be American. Mm-hmm. When I go to what they call gymnasiums, which are high schools all over Denmark, the questions you get are profound. This was part of the show as well. What I learned when you go to these places is that American policy, and not just American foreign policy, but American domestic policy, you know, so gun violence, race relations, and certainly surveillance and all of the issues surrounding that, were being discussed in every classroom and truly every dining room table. And I think it's important, as again, the representative of America, to actually insert into that debate and have a meaningful conversation where at times you don't throw out talking points. You keep the essence of the talking point. Mm. I'm never going to contradict my president, who I have proudly worked for nearly 10 years now. But you need to add a human element to this work. And so everything we've tried to do is to try to inject a bit of humanity into this kind of unsexy world of government and try to bring us all a little bit closer. And I do think that is how you fight, in part, these anti-establishment populist waves that we're seeing take over a lot of the West.
I'm really curious to know how you've been trying to explain the Donald Trump factor, the man who kind of pioneered the reality show. Are you taking this on? Or people must be asking you about Donald Trump.
Everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. I think it's certainly front and center. So what I try to do with Danes is explain, again, sort of the nuance of the United States and bring it home to them and try to get them to understand that the same sorts of political movements that are happening here that are fueling the rise of Trump are happening there as well. And we're kind of all in this
populist movements, ground up.
Exactly. Yeah. These anti-establishment populist movements. It's a conversation because it actually has to be two ways to be effective. Is about trying to build bridges somehow with other cultures. And I think that's the essence of diplomacy, ultimately.
So you were a political appointee, right? You raised a ton of money for President Obama.
I am. That is correct.
And in recompense, he appoints you ambassador to Denmark. Ambassador Gifford, you are also openly gay. About a year ago, you married your husband, Stephen DeVincent, at Copenhagen City Hall. And it makes me wonder whether Denmark is one of the few countries where you could be this transparent.
Of course. I mean, if there are certain countries in the world where you certainly couldn't do the kinds of things that we did. You know, and let's be clear, I still get criticized from time to time, certainly, about being as open as I am about my sexuality, even in Denmark.
By the Danes?
By the Danes. Mm. Oh, yeah. It's a society that values privacy.
Right.
So being so open about your personal life is one of those things that's a bit controversial. But every time you get a Facebook message from a young gay kid who lives in a rural area in Denmark, who our openness gave him or her a little bit more strength to come out to their parents or something, it still matters. This level of openness still matters. And even though, yes, Denmark is progressive, first country in the world to legalize same-sex civil unions, in essence, in 1989,
yeah.
This kind of conversation is still relevant. And because, you know, the fight for equality is never over. So you have to continue to fight for it.
So Netflix is picking up your series. How do you hope Americans are going to react to the show?
I hope they learn a little bit about what it means to be an ambassador, a diplomat, a public servant, learn a little bit about Denmark, which has been so wonderful to us, and smile and laugh a little. It's not, you won't be sitting on the edge of your seat. There's no cliffhangers. There's no tremendous drama. No, it's not. And it's the agony and the tears from time to time, the exhaustion of the work, taking you to places like Greenland, which is, I've been seven times, which is an amazing, amazing corner of the world, discussing issues like climate change and ISIL and all the really, and trade and all of the big issues that we work on, in particular in Europe. I hope they learn a little bit, but also just have fun in the process. That's always what we try to do.
The Honorable Rufus Gifford, U.S. Ambassador to Denmark, thank you very much for coming in.
It's a great pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.